So a third of Americans say their car has a nickname, and most of them fit into three categories. It's Moon and Grooves, Best Country 103. Pop culture names like the Batmobile. Stronger names like the Beast. You know, I remember driving. Yeah. Well, my first car that was given to me was a 69 Chevy Impala, which was my grandfather's car. And I called it the Beast because it was a four-door. It had the big bench seats.
Pretty much every Beast in the history of vehicles has got to be a V8.
Yes.
I don't think that four-cylinder Geo Metro was ever called the Beast.
Although it would be fun if you called it the Beast.
Yeah.
And people are like, aw, isn't that cute? Look what you're driving there.
Lil Beast.
We talked about the General Lee. It was a Volkswagen Bug called the General B that was out in Winston. I thought that was pretty cool. The Millennium Falcon, I've seen names. So we actually posted it on Facebook, and I know that Kyle wants to give me hell, and he doesn't have names for his car. That's just because he's just not fun.
He's no fun.
He's no fun. I feel bad that his parents weren't fun. It just sounded like that every time he took a road trip.
He just sat in the back with no restraints, quiet.
His parents were just, they
no radio,
I'm
no
sure
nothing.
They were wonderful, but just there was no fun in his road trips. I feel like I just want to hug him.
I want to give him some Cheez-Its on that road trip or something.
I feel bad. Good. I'd like to go back in time and do that. Here, some Cheez-Its. Don't tell your parents.
It's called a Twinkie.
Yeah.
They're delicious and they're great for road trips. Road trips are about snacks.
Yes. Snacks, games, nothing. He got nothing.
Wow.
It was like reading the Wall Street Journal in the back seat when he was 8.
Wow. That would drive me nuts.
Now you know why he was a news guy. He really had no choice.
The facts. He had the facts. Just the facts.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts.
See? It could have been Dragnet. It could have been something, the name of the car. Anyway, Alex
Monday,
Boyd.
Friday. I'm talking to you on a Monday.
Alex Boyd, he said, meet Teddy, aptly named for the Roosevelt's tenure for the Rough Riders, identical to the ride of my Ram. Rough. So he'd call it Teddy. Buster. Morgan calls his Buster because he says it works great. Just kidding. It's always busted.
It's always broken. Sure.
It's always busted.
That makes sense.
He's got, Christy's got a Jeep named Wicked, a Ford F-250 I call Girl, and a Nissan Kicks that we call, guess, Kicks. Yeah.
I love it.
But yeah, there's some good names anyway. You could post it. Luna. Oh, this one. Looks like a... A red Corsair? Corvair? Right? Corvair?
They used to make that. I think there was a Corsair also. The old, back in the, what, the 30s, 40s, 50s, something
like that? Oh, no. This looks like a 60. Maybe it's the Corvair.
It's got to be the Corvair.
The Corvair. It's a... Tracy calls it Sarge. So, yeah. So, people name their cars.
Sarge would be a good name for it. See, now I'm going into Cars, the movie. Because Sarge was the Jeep in the movie.
That's right.
In the Cars. It was Sarge.
And then there
Tow-Mater, of course.
Tow-Mater. That was an obvious one. I love that one. That was a good one.
Okay, so the movie Cars was really good, now that I think about it.
So you had a Ridgeline, and you decided that you started calling it Ridgey, but maybe Reggie.
I realized that sounds silly, and I just call it the Honda. That's what I drive.
So that sounds silly. Top three nicknames that people put into other cars, anything with a gun rack or trailer hitch, would call it Bocephus.
Okay.
Number two, if it's a Nissan Sentra, Melatonin Machine.
Oh, nice. That gets ladies.
And my favorite for Corvette, Lil Willy. Lil Willy for a Corvette.
Why? There's got to be a reason behind it.
Yeah, there is a reason behind it. You think
you
about it for
radio,
a second.
Can
yeah.
you?
No.
No, I know. Yeah.
Oh, you were trying to get me to say, I see. Oh, stop it. Kyle never had nicknames for his car.
No.
You, surprisingly, as many cars as that you've had.
You lose track after a while.
Well, that's why I'm thinking that you'd have like fun names. And like we had a station vehicle. We had one of those XB, the Scion XB, looked like a toaster. We used to call it the party toaster. That was what we called that.
All right. So what do you call your truck?
My truck right now, I call it Winnie.
Oh, you do have a name for it.
Winnie. Yeah.
Well, that bit me in the butt real quick, actually. All right.
You thought you'd get what? Yeah, no.
Well, you're going to have nothing to say over there.
No.
Oh, you got one.
Yeah,
right.
It was Winnie.
All right.
But we asked you to go on Facebook and talk about your vehicles and what their names are. Morgan, we talked a little bit early of Buster because it's always broke. I love that one. Jamie says the Wazoo because my money goes out the Wazoo.
Got to fix it. You got to keep them up.
You got to fix it.
Yeah.
Lisa said my name, Carl, Pearl, because of the sparkling pearlescent white color, but the timing of her car, she said, I found it to be a pearl. So that's what she named Mr. Poe, Zyrene Penna. Like, your car was a police car, so yours was Popo, right? You did have a name for that. Oh, Five-O.
Five-O.
I think Popo would have been good, too, right there.
Popo. No Popo.
No Popo. Kissy Reese says, Dirty Diana, and I'm guessing because it never gets washed. I'm guessing.
Good guess, yeah.
Right? I know, I'm stepping out of the box on that one.
I'm glad you did.
Alex said, Big Bertha, a 8.1 liter Yukon XL. Big Bertha.
Yeah.
You can see the picture right here, the big tires, jacked up truck. Yeah, I could see.
That's a Bertha.
I could see that happen.
That's a biggie.
And then Tracy, the Silver Bullet, her little silver Jeep.
Cool.